Okay, now we move to paper 11. On disclosures.
Well, in January of this year, you were brought an issue about the disclosure requirement in IAS 16, paragraph 77CE, which requires that for assets stated at the revalued amount, that you disclose what they would have been stated at had they been carried at cost. So the submitter asserted that this requirement was onerous, and they also made the suggestion that it be deleted. In considering this issue in January, the IFRIC determined that, first of all, the requirement was clear, and so it really wasn't an issue of interpretation. Secondly, that the amount of a qualifying asset at cost would need to have borrowing costs reflected to be in accordance with IAS 23. And finally, that requirement to reflect, to show cost information for assets stated at revalued amounts is helpful because it provides consistency among entities applying IAS 16. The staff received one comment on this letter, and that was supportive of the tentative agenda decision. And therefore, our recommendation is to finalize the tentative agenda decision as written. Are there any questions?
Comments? Tony?
Simply a question of word. I agree completely that the standard says what it says. What we've said all the way through is that we've used the word capitalize or capitalization. As a matter of fact, they're not capitalizing because they're not applying that model. And I just wondered whether the word capitalization throughout makes sense, because as a matter of fact, that won't be what the entity is doing, and whether the word ought to be calculate or something to be clear, you've got to take it into account. But as a matter of fact, because you're in a fair value model, you're not capitalizing. So,
calculating?
That was the word I thought of, but it just seemed odd to me to be saying capitalize when, as a matter of fact, that's not what's happening because you're in a different accounting model.
I think that's non-offensive, but probably a good point, but not one that would change anybody's mind. Any others? Any objections subject to changing capitalizing to calculating? John?
Sorry, just a point. I think you are capitalizing because IAS 16 requires you to initially measure your asset at cost. You're only applying the fair value model after you have actually determined the cost of the PP&E. So it's not an initial recognition at fair value on PP&E. So technically, I think you are capitalizing and then applying fair value as your business, as your model.
I'm not. Stay with the original wording. Any objections to that?
Just a wording clarification. Just confused that just remain as it is, but this is the same wording for the draft agenda decision as we discussed. But when we published that quick update, the last sentence in the last but two second paragraph was removed. That the in the
it
same
was. Question mark?
Yeah, interpretation committee noted that the requirement enables users. I think those sentence was removed from that.
Yeah, I'll double check that.
We'll check that. Yeah. Assuming that if it was removed, we like it there now. Any objections?
So.
Longer discussion on this topic, but it was actually removed after discussion at the last meeting because people felt that there was nothing comparable about cost models. In other words, it actually says that the disclosure is so you can compare between people that are using cost models when someone's on the fair value model, and the point we debated at the last meeting was what's comparable about someone whose cost is 1970 and someone whose cost is 1996 or 99, and that's why it was actually recommended it be removed from and that's why my recollection of why it was removed from the update.
Okay, we'll check that. We'll make it consistent with the update, whichever way it goes. All right.